Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Tom Brady returns to Foxborough this Sunday for the first time since he left the New England Patriots and signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Brady and the Bucs won the Super Bowl last year and are 2-1 so far this season, while the Pats missed the playoffs last year and are 1-2 on this season. For a preview, we're joined now by ESPN's Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike. Great to talk to you again.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks, as always, for having me.
You know, Mike, I can't think of a regular season game that's been more anticipated than this one for at least years. So just how big and emotional of a night will the Sunday night game be for the Patriots?
Well, I agree with you, Bob. I can't think of another game that would top this one. And that's because there's never been a situation where you've had a player like Tom Brady come back to play a game against his former team and former coach. So I would say there are only maybe one or two other games that I could think of that would even be in the conversation to match it.
Well, what are you hearing from Pats players about this game?
Well, a couple of different things. The first thing is that this game can't be about the Patriots against just Tom Brady. It needs to be the Patriots against Tom's Tampa team. The Buccaneers, the defending Super Bowl champions, have a lot of talent around Tom Brady. And if they're focused just on Tom himself, they know they're going to be in for a long night. And the second thing, Bob, is that they also know that there's nothing they can do defensively that Tom hasn't seen because he practiced against this defense for 20 years. So they know that when the opportunities present themselves, they're just going to have to rise up and make the plays because they're not going to be able to fool Tom.
Well, let me ask about the quarterbacks. You covered him for years. What do you think is going through Tom Brady's mind right now?
Mental focus and not letting the emotions of the night affect his performance. It's the ultimate compartmentalizing what's going to be an incredibly emotional night for not just the fans, but Tom himself. You know, I expect the Patriots to play a video tribute or do something to celebrate everything that Tom meant to the franchise. And to me, Tom is going to have to stay locked in and not get swept away emotionally by that type of thing.
All right, the other side of the field. How do you think the Pats rookie quarterback Mac Jones is taking this? He looks, so far this season, like Mr. Cool in the pocket, even under pressure. But this will be a little different for him, won't it?
There's no question it'll be different for him, Bob. He talked this week about trying to be like the Iceman, cool, calm, collected. And he said he's been working on that because there are times where he plays with such passion and emotion that he gets down on himself when things don't work out the way he hopes. And he's trying to do a better job with that. And, you know, specific to Tom and the emotions of the night, I think Mac can honestly say, like, this has nothing to do with me. I was 1 year old when the Patriots drafted Tom Brady. I was in college when Tom left to go to Tampa. So he really doesn't have anything to do with it, other than the fact that he's been chosen as the quarterback of the future 2 years after Tom left the team.
It's also the Gronk's first trip back to Foxborough since leaving the Patriots, Rob Gronkowski. He's been a factor for Tampa Bay in at least a couple of games this season, hasn't he?
He really has been, Bob. And Devin McCourty, the Patriots safety, made an interesting observation this week. He said, as you watched Rob Gronkowski last season, by the time you got to the end of the year, it looked like the Gronk that Patriots fans had come to know over the years here in New England. And that has carried into this season. And I would say this, for something fans to watch out for, when the Buccaneers get inside the red zone, inside that 20-yard line, the Patriots know that's when Gronk is usually at his best.
All right, so given all that, care to make a prediction? How do you think this game's going to go?
Well, Bob, I had a rule when I was covering Tom Brady. I had a little notebook, and it said, you know, rules of covering Tom Brady. And number one in that notebook was bet against Tom Brady at your own peril. And so I cannot pick against him based on that rule. So I would pick the Buccaneers to win by a touchdown.
Well, we'll see how it goes on Sunday night. ESPN's Mike Reese, thanks very much again for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Bob, thanks as always for having me.